Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Where is the best fit for Matthew Stafford? What do you think?
I say New England. I say New England is a perfect choice for him. He can go in there. They have a good defense. They're going to add a couple more guys. They can build on an offense, go out and draft an offensive player, go pick up some guys in free agency. And Matthew Stafford has never been considered a leader, but they don't need his leadership. They need him to throw the ball and make completions down the field. They have enough leadership. They have Bill. They have some of those older veterans on the defensive side of the ball. They have a good offensive line that can protect him. They have a run game. And Bill needs to add another tight end, go get a couple more wide receivers, and spend some money in free agency. But I think Matthew Stafford could be a perfect fit there because they don't need him to come in and galvanize everybody like Brady did. They just need him to complete some passes and not throw it into the ground like Kim does every other throw.
So, Wiggy, Rodney Harrison says that Matthew Stafford is the perfect fit here in New England, and suddenly Bill doesn't need a leader like Tom Brady. I thought Bill was going to do nothing without Tom Brady. I thought he was unable to lead this team without Tom Brady.
Oh, that's what happened last year. how'd it go there, Greg?
Do you agree?
I agree. I think Matthew Stafford, obviously, I would love Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson, but I think Matthew Stafford would be the perfect fit because everybody talks about you want somebody that can throw the ball, that can complete passes. That was the knock on Cam Newton. He wasn't able to do that.
Who's he going
to
throw the ball to?
Well, I think this is all under the assumption that Belichick goes out there and spends this money. I don't think he's bringing back the same roster. Can we all agree on the roster, especially on the offensive side of the football, is not going to be the same when you look at the skill position players.
But you're asking Belichick to do something in 21 years he hasn't done.
And listen, you know what? Even if he doesn't go out and get like the Chris Godwins or the Allen Robinsons, like the top of the market free agents.
Jacoby Myers.
No, but I think if you then go out and maybe get some of those second tier wide receivers, if you have a quarterback like Stafford that, you know, is a very, very good passer of the football, he'll be able to maybe make some of those guys better, and you'll be able to say, okay, offensively, they can throw the football.
So is the allure of playing with him one that will reattract guys free agent-wise to New England?
I think the allure of playing for New England is what players are attracted to.
But I thought they weren't attracted to that anymore.
If you
listen to Curtis or...
Yeah, well, that's what Curtis will tell you.
Or Rex Ryan.
So why do people want to play here now, Wiggy?
I think, if you get a guy like Stafford and then...
No, we're talking about New England. Why would players want to play for New England? Remove Stafford because we're talking about... You said the allure of New England.
Because I think what players look at, the way Bill operates and has had success with that franchise for so many years, because there are a lot of players out there that go, okay, we all think Brady's the GOAT and we all think he's a great player, but there are guys that think that Bill had a lot to do with that. So they know playing for him is playing for a good organization, playing for a good coach. Players know that there are moron coaches in the NFL. You don't think that Aaron Rodgers goes, man, I would much rather play for Bill Belichick than this buffoon and LaFleur.
The New England Patriots are no different than the Jacksonville Jaguars. Players don't want to play for New England now just as much as they don't want to play for Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, Christian has been saying that.
Well, that's because Jacksonville has stunk for how many years? Mm-hmm. How many years has Jacksonville stunk? When you look at New England, besides...
They stunk last year. People in the NFL do not have long memories.
And New England stunk last year, and they still were almost a team that was playing for the playoffs. Was Jacksonville playing for anything last year? Nothing. No. And so I think a lot of players are going to look and go, oh, Bill is going to turn that thing around there. And I wouldn't mind playing there. Now, it's obviously, is he going to pay me, or how much do I want? And take a guy like David Njoku, who's a free agent, tight end, who wants to kind of maybe show the rest of the league that, hey, you know, I've kind of been overlooked. Perfect place for him to come 1 year. Knows that, hey, in Bill's organization with Josh McDaniels, tight end's going to get the football.
And can you?
Wait. Tight ends are going to get the football last year. How many tight ends got the football
for
the Patriots?
No. But that's because they had scrubs at the position.
Oh, so.
You don't think David and Juku.
But I thought their offense was based on getting tight ends the football.
Yeah, it is. But when you get
Scrabinis. So what happened last year?
You had Scrabinis. They drafted two guys.
Receivers that were great?
I thought Jacoby Myers had a good season.
Okay. He had a good season.
They had Scrabinis as wide receivers just as they had Scrabinis as tight ends.
Curtis, you don't think Stafford, when you look at touchdowns, you don't think he would have more in the air than Cam Newton did here with that exact same roster?
Greg,
last year?
You would have more success in the air than Cam Newton
all
last
right,
year.
Okay.
But
fine.
The point is that Stafford has been on a mediocre team his entire career. He has not lifted that mediocre team to any sort of success in the playoffs. I don't see the Patriots trading the 15th pick in the draft for Matthew Stafford.
Can you get him just for that 15th pick?
Yes.
I think you will probably have to throw like a fourth round pick in there with it. You know what I mean? I always thought that maybe you could get him for a second round pick. But if they want, I would trade my 15th pick for Matthew Stafford. Because if you're telling me at 15 that I'm only going to be able to get Mac Jones, well, Stafford's a proven commodity when it comes to throwing the football in the National Football League. I know what I'm getting from him as a passer.
That's why it's going to take much more than a first. That'll be two firsts. No. When it's all said and done, there will be a bidding war for Matt Stafford. 2 years, reasonable contract, sure thing, in Wiggy's words. You're telling me there are other teams aren't going to line up for that?
I heard yesterday a conversation on ESPN where they did not say it was going to take a first-round pick. They said a second and a fourth to get it done.
No,
it might.
Way.
I mean, it might. I mean, I don't know. But when you look at, Matthew Stafford, the thing about him, he's always been one of those quarterbacks where you look at just on his stats, like he was always kind of somewhere between 13 and 10 as far as in the league. Problem with him, he's played for one of the worst organizations. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a horrible organization.
So you can excuse some of his production away based on that.
Yeah,
he has a sub-90 passer rating in the NFL, and he's been playing since 2009 where the league has been entirely tilted in the favor of the quarterback. That is not a good number.
You don't think Matthew Stafford's a good quarterback?
He's fine. I mean, I'd take him over Cam Newton.
I would take Stafford over Jimmy Garoppolo. I'd take Stafford.
You would?
I would take Stafford over Carson Wentz. I would take Stafford over what other Scrabini?
Cam Newton or Stafford?
Fitzpatrick. I would take Stafford over Cam.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
what growth?
Stafford, Stafford is. We had on our NFL show on Sunday with me and Tangway. We had one of these reporters from Detroit. Stafford has always been, and I've always liked him as a quarterback. You know, forget about so what. He's not one of those vocal leaders. Troy Brown wasn't a vocal leader, but I would follow him into a foxhole. With Stafford,
but you don't have. There's going to be. Isn't there going to be a leadership void from a player perspective on this team anyway?
No, because...
Is Devin McCourty coming back?
You're going to have guys that are coming back, right? So you'll have guys that have good leadership qualities there. You don't... Your quarterback doesn't have to be the most vocal guy in the room. And I think it's about the performance and how he carries himself, right, to say, okay, this guy's a leader. He doesn't have to be, you know, the Tom Brady, I'm screaming in your face type of leader. Because Aaron Rodgers, when you look at Aaron Rodgers, I mean, his leadership qualities are way different than Brady's, right? Mm-hmm. He's never really yelling at these guys. He doesn't look like this vocal screaming on the sideline guys. But there are guys that will follow him.
I just feel like Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, those are like pipe dreams. Like, you're not going to get those guys.
You got to spend a lot to get them. If you wanted Deshaun
Stafford is attainable.
Yes.
He's attainable. But Jimmy G, come on, that is the apple of Belichick's eye. His list, 1 through 5, Jimmy G, Jimmy G, mm-hmm. Jimmy G. All he Jimmy. Wants him
and
back.
And he would be wrong on that one because I would take Stafford over Jimmy G. Jimmy G's played for San Fran for, I think he's been there like 3.5 years. He's played in like 30 games or 31 games. Why would you want a guy that the most important...
Yeah, I think they're 25-8 with him. Or
yeah, they're pretty good with him, but he's never healthy. You know, he's never on the field. Why you want a quarterback, the most important position on your team, with a guy who's never on the field?
Well, guys get unlucky with injuries? Don't you think that's happened to him?
No, but here's what it is, and I've played with guys like this before. There are guys who are just injury-prone, and they always get hurt. I don't know what it is. They just, that's where they are. They just built differently.
It's like me with the puppy gate.
Yes.
Right. I mean, it's true. I mean, I played for a long time, and I was, you know, I was able to play through a lot, and I only missed 2 games in my career.
Hardo.
Well, mm-hmm. But there are some guys who were just like.
How many were you healthy scratches for?
I was never a healthy scratch. I always played my whole time in the NFL. Never was I a Scribini, you know, warming the bench. And when you look at
certain. Flex.
Well, it's the truth. It's not a flex. It's facts.
I got you.
How many games did you play for the Jets?
I played in all 11 games my second year. And then they cut me, and I went to the Patriots, and I finished the season with the Pats. So I didn't, you know, I was always playing. Never a healthy scratch.
So, let me help you out. That's 11 more than Curtis played for any NFL franchise.
Hey, but the,
is he now? He didn't play professional football.
Belichick never
Meanwhile,
played.
Meanwhile, that guy's saying, I don't know what I'm talking about, when he didn't play professional football as well. So, right. Well done.
Bill it's like, I can't talk about kids because I'm not a parent.
Right.
Greg
doesn't talk about food because he's not a chef.
Yes, he is.
Did you not see his? What you make, chicken and ziti?
Yeah. It's called Greg's Easy Chicken Ziti Bake. And it's delicious.
Why would you call it Greg's Easy Chicken and Ziti? That would make a
no,
rhyme.
It's got to have the bacon.
It's a bake.
It's got to have the bacon in it.
Why was the help off for a night? That's the biggest question.
All right. Anyway, so Rodney Harrison says that this is the spot, perfect landing spot for Stafford.
Would you rather have Stafford or Mac Jones?
Why are we cooking on the trilogy?
Well, it depends on, I would defer to Bill on whether it's full long-term rebuild and what he sees.
But do you think Bill's a full long-term rebuild guy?
Probably not.
We talked with Matt Light, right? You think Bill's looking
Do you think last year the experience with Cam Newton changed his mind on that at all?
No. Bill's not the type of – there's no way you could sit here and Bill going, okay, we're probably not going to be good for the next 2 or 3 years. We're thinking long term. That's not in his DNA. He's next year, we're a playoff contender.
Well, I think the fact that Tom Brady is playing in a Super Bowl – heightens his awareness of how necessary it is to be very competitive.
That lights a fire under his ass.
Yes, it does. All right, we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Discover the best winter ever in a brand new all-wheel drive 2021 Subaru. Details and authorized retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Remember Charlie Weiss, January 5th. Gushed about Mac Jones. That is the current mock of Mel Kiper Jr. of ESPN. Here's a little bit of Weiss.
Let's just say Mac Jones from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Because people aren't talking about Mac Jones from Alabama very much, right? All he was the best quarterback in college football this year. That's all he was. Now, Trevor Lawrence might be the best player, but, I mean, who was the best quarterback in college football this year? It was Mac Jones. Mac Jones. You look at Mac Jones and look at Tommy Brady and tell me what you see.
I mean, that is a big endorsement.
Wow.
So could he be Brady part two? Fall to them at 15th? Forget about trading for this guy?
I would love to ask Charlie Weiss if he had the chance to draft Mac Jones or trade for Matthew Stafford with that.
Which one he would do.
Curtis can get him on next week, baby. Load him up. No new members of baseball's Hall of Fame. Curt Schilling, 16 votes shy, and then asking off the ballot for next year. We're talking about it some this morning. Bonds and Clemens, 62%. They get one more shot. Looks like they won't get in, Greg. I mean, Really? So that's not even close. 62%?
Yeah. We discussed it a lot this morning. I think there's two schools of thought on whether or not whether anything that you did in your life should play into whether you get in or not. And
well, I think Curtis is more, I think off the field stuff is completely different than Curtis brought up, which I thought was a good point. The steroid era guys, you either let all those guys in because you knew what was going on and you were kind of culpable of everything, or you let none of them in, even guys that might have question marks.
That's so lazy, though. You got to take it case by case. Look at the obvious ones.
Why don't they do a steroid Hall of Fame?
Well, there you go. Where's that seated?
Florida.
Going to host that one?
Florida. It would be in Florida.
Canseco.
Biogenesis.
Canseco would be in.
Yeah. You got Jose Canseco. You got McGuire.
First ballot.
But people like Ken lose all credibility when they talk about Ortiz. Because you can't vote for Ortiz and not vote for Clemens.
Sure you can. Clemens, there's a mountain of evidence about Clemens.
Right.
Ortiz has one failed test.
How many tests did Roger Clemens fail?
Okay. The evidence is overwhelming.
I'm asking you that question. How many did he fail?
Well, his wife failed several.
It was his wife. Okay. It wasn't Roger Clemens.
So Roger Clemens never failed the test. David Ortiz failed the test.
So you're going to blinders on how many failed tests? How many failed tests?
That's the first thing you say with Manny Ramirez, Ken.
Right. Well, no, Manny
failed, admitted to it.
Manny failed. He failed four tests.
Right. But I would ask Ken.
And his grandmother died twice.
But those were for pregnancy drugs. They really were.
I would ask Ken this honest question. Do you believe at some point in time in his career, David Ortiz use PEDs?
Yeah, I think in 03 it was the Wild West still. That was still coming out of the whole era. I mean, I don't know if it was steroids, but some kind of over-the-counter, yeah.
Okay, sure. Greg, you might not have talked about this. Do you know who Angel Presenal is?
No.
He was the most shady trainer in the Dominican who got so many players illicit drugs that he was banned from baseball. Do you know who David Ortiz's trainer was? Angel Presenal.
Angel. I'm guessing it was Angel.
So Ed Davis, hopefully we'll get to the bottom of that relationship, too.
That was A-Rod's trainer, too, right?
Right.
So how did A-Rod get caught, but Ortiz didn't?
Because A-Rod went to Biogenesis after, and
Ortiz
didn't.
Oh, he had
two
trainers.
Well, Biogenesis has nothing to do with Angel Presenal.
So forget about Angel Presenal, then. It was just Biogenesis.
What? I mean, Manny threw an elderly traveling secretary down because he didn't get a suite at the Four Seasons for his family members.
That's the worst logic I've ever heard. Angel Presenal worked with David Ortiz.
You would think if they were both culpable, they both would have been caught. They do the same thing. They have the same trainer.
They did. Ortiz didn't work with Biogenesis.
Maybe Ortiz was just a straight guy. Maybe A-Rod was crooked and Ortiz didn't do anything.
Yeah, but Ortiz really lived a straight life away from the field, too.
But Ken, you just said that you believe Ortiz took steroids at one point in time.
Well, in 03 he did something, but it probably wasn't even banned at that
time. He might have been a straight guy.
They tested for a non-banned substance?
Well, obviously it was on a list that shouldn't have gotten out. They had a curious protocol at the time.
You're in verbal gymnastics right now, Ken.
Maybe it was a case of mistaken identity, and the PEDs were supposed to be given to somebody that David Ortiz was sitting with, and they were actually given to him.
Right. Nobody knows who David Ortiz is in the DR.
No. I mean, Peyton Manning's wife was actually there. Right.
I need better evidence than that for Ortiz.
He's David Ortiz. Who's that
56
guy?
Home runs at the age of 39 on a stump of a leg.
Yeah, nobody hits 50 home runs anymore.
It's like name a person who hit over 50 home runs that was not on steroids.
It's like me sitting at Meridian Market in East Boston. Nobody knows who is. Wrong identity. Oh, who's that guy?
Brady Anderson was clean, too, Ken.
Hey, best thing about this is we hit the quotient when it comes to baseball talk for the next month.
Yep.
No,
based on this right
just
here.
Ramp it up. This is the gateway.
This is it,
Hill Dog. Bruins win last night, Celtics Spurs tonight. That's what's trending on the Greg Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Question from a texter has been answered earlier on the program, but I'll ask it again. Does the 617 text, does Wiggy think that Ray Lewis belongs in the NFL Hall of Fame? And yes, he absolutely does.
Yep.
Yes, he does.
For a player.
Wiggy,
I listen to Michael Jackson's music. I don't, you know, what's that mean?
Well, never mind listening to the music. I mean, does Michael Jackson belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes. for what he accomplished
what
as
about
an
R. What about R. Kelly, who is sitting in jail, rotting in jail for horrible things that he did.
Right, but I always look at it. I separate the person from the art form, or in this case, the athlete. Right, what you do as an athlete, that's what I look at. I don't, you know, it's the same way I raise my kids. I tell them, hey, watch them as an athlete. One of the guys that I tell my kid to watch all the time and emulate on the football field is Lawrence Taylor. But I tell him, don't emulate him off the football field. So I'm able to separate the two. That's kind of, I look at what he does, Ray Lewis, as a football player. Does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame because of his accomplishments? Yes.
But baseball specifically has the integrity clause, right?
Mm-hmm. The character clause.
But isn't that for the game, though? Like, not cheating in the game, betting on the game, the whole Pete Rose type thing.
I think it's all-encompassing. I don't think it specifies specifically that you have to, you know, have a good integrity while playing baseball. I think it is the person as well.
But with regard to Schilling not getting in, falling 16 votes short this go-round, I'm assuming that a lot of those people are making a character judgment about him because of his views,
right.
his differing political views.
Or, you know, political. ESPN obviously made a judgment themselves. They fired him for the two memes he shared. Was that political, or was that beyond the pale in their opinion?
Of course it was political. But, I mean, Jemele Hill basically said Celtics fans were like Nazis, and she kept her job. So it sort of depends who you are and what you say. But I really do believe that the dumbest thing of this entire process is the 10 years on the ballot, where the Curt Schilling, every year, his vote changes, but he hasn't played in 15 years. Like, you should have 2 or 3 years to be on the ballot. If you don't get in, you're done. The notion that you sit there for a decade.
Would Tiger Woods have an issue with the Golf Hall of Fame?
Well, it depends on if you're judging him. And see, that's the problem. If you're judging him as a person, and then based on what your beliefs are, then you'll look at Tiger and go, yes or no, right?
Here's how it reads, by the way. It's pretty short. Voting shall be based on the player's record, playing ability, integrity, sportsmanship, character, and contributions to the teams on which the player played.
Right, but it doesn't say anything about off-field.
Well, integrity, I think, is a pretty key word.
Yeah, but integrity could be...
integrity and character.
Integrity could be about the game. You know, the guy's not, after he strikes out, he's not chasing around the catcher with a baseball bat looking to crack him over the head. I mean, that could mean integrity of the game. It doesn't mean that...
Izzy Alcantara is screwed.
Well, like Dan Shaughnessy says, Tom Seaver told him once, keep sending us class acts to Cooperstown. So there's a feeling among some of the, you know, the elite in baseball, that matters, class act.
Right, but that's also... when people go, oh, he's a class act, it's really about what you think of that person, right? And what your
well, that's not always the case.
No, it is the case. It's
was Darren Sharper a class act?
No, but what I'm saying is, when you look at a person and you go, oh,
Tyreek Hill, class act.
Well. But there might be some people.
How's that receiver coach doing?
There might be some people that know Tyreek Hill that seen him evolve and change and go, he's a class
act.
Yeah,
it's been 4 years since he broke his son's arm. He's a really great guy.
I feel like, you know,
how do you evolve after beating a kid, in all sincerity?
You know, have you noticed now that when you're talking about the Super Bowl, people feel the obligation to say, you know, when they're talking about how incredible he is as a player, to say, but, you know, not a good person, you know, but you know, can't you just say, if you want, about Curt Schilling, the guy deserves to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Maybe not he doesn't agree with your political opinions.
Well, like Tyreek Hill, when he gets, if he continues on the path that he's on and he gets to a point where one day he's going to be considered a Hall of Fame player, are you going to be judging whether or not he gets into the Hall of Fame?
Yes, he assaulted his pregnant girlfriend and then broke his son's arm. He is not in the Hall of Fame that I'm voting in.
Okay,
ever.
So what he did was wrong, right? And I agree
with
you.
That's a ballsy take.
Yeah, but the fact that people can't change, I don't believe that. See, that's what
you just lose certain things people like that.
You and I differ in that way, that I believe even the worst of worst, short of being a child molester, right? I believe people can change. They can see the errors of their ways, and they can go, you know what? I can change, and I can do better.
You know the
why,
cycle?
Why do you create an exception for that? I'm just curious.
You know what? It's something that hits a little bit more home to me when I look at people like that. So so to me, that's off limits. Now, I'm not saying other people might not look at them and go, okay, that person can change. I just don't believe it, right? But I think everybody, whether somebody's committed a murder, you know, there's
so you think Tyreek Hill is a changed person?
I didn't say. I didn't say I think
he really
he is.
Looked like that on the sideline.
No,
a couple weeks ago.
I didn't say I think he is. I'm saying
you believe he could be.
I believe he could be over a period of time. I don't know the man, and I don't know what he's doing. But over a period of time, if he's proven that he can change and show that he is the different person than when he was in that moment, all right, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but I'm going to look at your behavior after that.
What about Bernie Madoff, Wall Street Hall of Fame? Gave a lot of money to charity.
Jordan Belfort.
And Wiggy, just to wrap up the Tyree conversation, in 2014, his girlfriend was 8 weeks pregnant with his child. She was choked by Tyreek Hill.
Right.
And he punched her in her pregnant stomach and face.
Right.
Like, where do you go from there if you do that to someone?
Is that a guy who should still be playing in the NFL?
Of course not.
So
if you were a Patriot, you think he'd still be playing?
No.
But you don't. But your view could potentially change on that person, right? Josh Brolin.
Okay, explain that to me.
I don't know. Josh Brolin beat up his who the hell was the woman that he was dating for all those years?
She played Cherry on
The Outsiders. Right?
We're talking about Tyreek Hill. I don't care about Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin, it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm giving you examples of people
that can change.
Right.
But I don't think he hasn't worked much, has he, since then?
Who, Josh Brolin?
Yeah.
Have you never heard of a movie called The Avengers?
I have heard of a movie called The Avengers.
Right.
Is he in it?
Oh, so you're being sarcastic. Okay. I missed that one.
Is he in it?
That went over my head.
I didn't watch The Avengers.
Yeah, he's in it. Sicario.
Okay.
If I can change.
Who is the woman that he's talking about?
The woman who played Cherry on The Outsiders. What the hell's her name? Damn.
Oh, is it the one who's in that Richard Gere movie where she's in love with the sculptor and, spoiler alert, Richard Gere kills the sculptor guy?
Oh, Linda, forget her.
You're talking about Diane Lane?
Diane Lane. There you go.
You're thinking of Unfaithful,
Smoke,
right?
By the way. Yeah, Unfaithful. Great movie.
Right. But there are things that you have to, like Chris Brown, right? Chris Brown had that horrible situation with Rihanna.
Right.
And now, you know.
Oh, if you use Chris Brown songs in any like Instagram story, or you reference like, wow, that track is fire. Because he's done, like, you guys know I'm a big Joyner Lucas fan. So Joyner has done crossover stuff with Chris Brown. People are like, I don't know how, as a woman, how could you possibly listen to that guy? And it's like, you know, I understand where Wiggy's coming from, where it's not just that, you know, there's a lot of people that collaborate to work on an artist's work. It's not just Chris Brown stuff or R. Kelly stuff or, you know, the athlete stuff. Right. There's other people around them.
Right. Army Hammer, Hollywood Hall of Fame.
Cannibal.
I mean, you talk about he gets Curtis blows a top when I bring up when we talk about Tyreek Hill. But weren't there a ton of women coming out about Donald Trump saying that he would, you know, physically assaulted them?
Good point, Wiggy.
You know.
Well, okay. Donald Trump is not going to be in the Real Estate Hall of Fame as a Texas senator.
No. But, he's Greg, probably... I think the only point I'm trying to make is that I believe people can change.
Yeah. Okay, so what has Tyreek Hill shown you that he has changed? What has he done to express remorse? Any of those things?
Well, I don't know him, and based on from what I see from being where I am, I haven't seen him caught up in any other situation where he's been physical with his, you know, current girlfriend or his child. I see him on social media with the son, so I haven't heard of any other situation since then, right?
So he hasn't hit another kid, so that's enough for you to say he's changed.
No, I haven't had seen any situations where he's had physical altercations with his girlfriend or if he's, you know, physically hit his kid.
Do you believe that?
I mean, I don't know
night...
where you're from, Curtis, but as, you know.
Okay, go back to this.
Growing up, my mother, you know what? She didn't spare the rod if I acted out of line. And I'm not saying what Tyreek Hill did was legit.
Well, you are, because that's the context of this conversation.
No, I'm saying that people can do things and change.
Do you believe that one time that his girlfriend, Crystal, who was pregnant with his son when he assaulted her? Mm-hmm. You think that was the only time he ever hit her?
Probably not.
Okay.
But do you think he could change?
I don't think you can change from beating your son. No.
But
I don't,
you can't change from being an alcoholic.
Of course.
Okay.
I think it's very different to have an addiction to a substance than it is to beat a child. I don't know about
that's
you.
Where that's, we, that's
patently
where we,
offensive no, to compare
no,
those
that,
two.
No, no, that's where we disagree.
But also, in almost any other occupation, you don't get given the opportunity to continue on
right.
after something like that.
And that's wrong. Like, there are prisoners who come out of jail and can't get another job because they're ex-cons. Is that
fair?
Well,
so nobody's ever held accountable for an action that
they
did?
You did 10 years. The prison has been held accountable for the time that he did, for the punishment, right? That's his punishment. He went. He did his time. Now, when he comes out, there are going to be people like Curtis who go, I don't care that you're rehabilitated. This is what you, this is who you are.
This is John from Springfield. What's up, John?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not too much. Wiggy, you're talking about these people changing, right?
Yeah.
So, didn't Ray Rice do everything right, go to all the programs,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, go with this girl, and they never gave him another shot, period.
No.
So, these other guys that are hitting on their women and, you know, doing all these crimes, because they have so much talent and they're moneymakers, it's okay to let them play.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, though. I mean, yeah, Ray Rice is a perfect example. But, look, you know, another good example similar to Ray Rice is Kareem Hunt. If they feel like you still have talent, then maybe there might be one team that gives you another chance. We're not disputing that. We're talking about whether or not people can actually change.
Well, no, and we're also talking about whether when it comes to the Baseball Hall of Fame or any other
mm-hmm.
it's purely a judgment based on your what you accomplished as a player and has nothing to do, you know, in the case of Schilling, with opinions that people might find abhorrent.
And I agree with that. It should be all about what the athlete does on the field.
But that's not the way it is. You would admit that. That's not what the Hall of Fame stipulates.
Well, but again, you're talking about a guy's opinion and integrity. Like,
that's what they're saying. Hey, you're going to vote for me. You, Ryder, you, Dan Shaughnessy, I want your opinion. Is this guy worthy for the Hall of Fame? And I want you to factor all this stuff in. So why would you get upset at him for saying, okay, I don't think this is he's got integrity based on the way I believe. So maybe it's a flawed system, but that's the way it is.
It's a flawed system. That needs to change. It should be just vote on this guy based on of his performance, of what he did in his respective sport. That's it. Don't view them. Don't look at them off the field.
I mean, isn't it something that the robots could do? like a robot uprising thing?
Probably could.
I mean, can't we just have the AI go and look at this? Just
stats?
Purely look at stats.
There's plenty of baseball guys like that. Look at Jay Jaffe. I mean, he does that every year. It is a total robot assessment.
But that's the way you should do it, right? It should be just based on your performance. Because everybody has different views, different opinions. People were brought up in different ways. I mean, you know, Curtis and I go back and forth about the Tyreek Hill's kid situation, but it's actually a pretty good conversation because it happened with Adrian Peterson, and people are brought up differently, right? So some people are brought up in the environment where, you know what, if you act up, you know what, you're getting a spanking. Go outside and get me one of them vines off of the trees, right? So everybody views things differently. So that's why it should just be about the performance on the field. Is Adrian Peterson, the former running back for the Minnesota Vikings, I forget what team he played for, Detroit. Is he a Hall of Fame running back?
Probably.
Right. But his past is going to be brought up because of all that situation that went on with him.
But there's no integrity clause when it comes to the NFL Hall of Fame.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
I didn't even know OJ was still in there. I guess he was proven still innocent.
Yes, I am.
Not guilty, Ken. It's not the same thing.
Not guilty.
Right.
Not guilty, Ken.
Sorry.
he was guilty in the civil suit.
Yeah, he was. Mm. Yeah.
Found. Yeah, good luck getting that money out of him.
Hello, right. Hello, Chris.
Poor Goldman's.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, my thing on this people changing thing. I people can change, and I'm with you for that. And my father actually would every now and then give me a slap on my butt. I was beat as a child, but my perception of being beat, and I think Wiggy's perception of being beat is the same, but breaking some child's arm, I feel like is very heinous and is right up there with child molestation. I know it's not as bad, but That is super heinous. And there is no turning back from breaking a five-year-old's arm.
Yeah.
You guys can go ahead and talk about it.
No, and you'll hear no mention of that during the Super Bowl.
No, I mean, look at Tyreek Hill. Everybody in Kansas City loves him.
Well, and I think, Wiggy, one thing we can agree on is the fact that they released, what was the running back, Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
For a total misdemeanor. He was yelling and got into a couple fights with a bouncer, and I don't know exactly
what
he
did. Well,
it
was the video of him kind of like...
Oh, and then his girlfriend.
There was a video of him kind of like kicking that girl
right
in the hotel.
Which was, it was awful. It was an awful look, but compared to what Tyreek Hill did, it was not in the same conversation.
But see, the Tyreek Hill situation, because I want to clarify this. I'm not defending him, but there was no actual proof that he broke the kid's arm. So that's like, you know, that's one of those things that's been alleged, but there's no actual proof.
Did you listen to the voice recording?
Yeah, I did.
And it threatening, saying, I'm going to beat you, bitch, again, and those things. I mean,
I listened to the voice recording.
But anyway.
He's a disturbing human being.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way around that.
He's definitely had anger issues.
And the reason why Ray Lewis kept playing with the Ravens and Tyreek Hill keeps playing with the Chiefs is because they're Hall of Fame caliber players. Yep. The Chiefs got rid of Kareem Hunt because they can replace him, and no big deal.
Right.
You are able to tolerate behavior based on just how much talent you can give the team.
Right.
It's not some moral clause.
I get pulled over for not putting on a turn signal. See you later. I'm never in the NFL again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think a lot of people agree that the Hall of Fame should be based purely on what you accomplish as an athlete. I saw Lou tweeting about this yesterday.
Preach. I'm with you.
Like your politics, your what you do. I mean, it probably would draw the line at somebody like OJ. Like, maybe you should be able to be impeached from the post-haste from the Hall of Fame or something like that if you kill people, but... I mean, I don't know, what you collect, if you're Curt Schilling and you collect Nazi memorabilia or whatever, I don't know what that has to do with your career on the baseball field. It has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Doesn't.
It doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah. And that's what the Hall of Fame should be.
All right. Schilling does not get in. Roger Clemens does not get in.
Those guys will never get in.
Probably not now at this point.
And I don't even think Ortiz gets in.
I think Ortiz is at first.
No, you know why? Because Curtis brings up a good
point. They love him.
But if he gets in.
He was a jocular. He joked with all of them. They love the guy.
But
he's big poppy.
But doesn't he open up a can of worms to go, wait a second, if you let him in, why can't you let me in?
Well, it's not going to happen. Curtis is right. He's going to get right in, which is a bit hypocritical. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the crossover next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.